Part 5. The Hollow. The burn was received. Betrayal like a thousand strikes on the same spot, ripping off first my skin, then sinews. A burn like a confession of hate, masquerading for years as love. That side has now descended into the hollow, along with all that burns and whose heat cannot be tamed or reconciled. I put a steel sheet over that hollow, cover it for good, and breathe easy in my escape. Tie my hair back and sing loudly with my joy and intellect intact, with my trust in God unharmed, my language rejuvenated. Layers of arsenal fumes rising, I see you below in that hollow, hunched over, laminating a sickly, self-pitying cry. Already your hands and arms up to your elbows, buried like stakes deep in the unforgiving ground. You cannot move. You cannot hope for better days. Your hissing is useless, and the venom from your lips dissipates into nothing as it leaves your gaping mouth. You stuck in a frozen mire, cut off from the current, condensed, calcified, and stalled, with only your conceit, your woe is me, to give you voice, some semblance of rudimentary comfort.